Deals only at kbmwnews.com. The Wheeler Dealer Auction. Saving money never gets old.
It's Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Tuesday going on. 39 degrees right now. Got some clouds too. Coming to you live from Dakota Avenue here. We're doing what we do every Tuesday, talking real estate. Steve Dietrich in from Action Realty. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
How are the numbers? We always start with numbers. How the numbers look?
Well, they're hanging in there, you know, despite everything in Washington. We're kind of hanging right around that 6%. Some are a hair lower and some are just a hair higher, but yeah. I'm surprised that they're hanging yet.
Does this surprise you at all?
A little bit. Okay. But if there's some light at the end of the tunnel, maybe we'll go down some more here yet,
too. Yeah, well, right now we'll take it, believe me.
Absolutely.
Hey, you and I have talked terms before, because there's a million of them in real estate, and realtors seem to have you. I mean, you have your own lexicon. You talk your own language. We've talked about specials before, you know, and what that's all about. Let's cover easements. What are easements, Steve Dietrich? What are we talking about? Because I've heard that dropped a few times in real estate.
Yeah, and an easement is just the right for somebody to go on a piece of ground. You know, they retain that right, like Otter Tail would be one of our automatic easements that you see. And it's interesting with easements, too, because, you know, when you get out in Westmore, you know, by the high school there, there's no alleys down there. So these easements are right down the back of the lots, like trying to be right on the lot line. But they're usually around about 10 feet wide. Typically big enough to almost drive a truck down it if they have to repair. But over time, people have put up fences and everything else. And, you know, and a lot of times they go right up to the lot line. And I just wonder someday if the day ever comes that Otter Tail has to go down the middle of that place to start fixing something. Wow, there's going to be a lot of moving around of properties or sheds or things like that. So, you know, people should be a little bit aware of where their easements are at. And when you see those little green boxes sticking up out of the ground, typically they're on one of the easements. You know, it was the old either the phone company or Otter Tail Power or cable, you know, all the above. Some of them still come in overhead, you know, to the houses, but there's still a lot of things that are buried in the back. And so it's the right for those companies to go on that property when they need to fix their stuff. And, you know, we're not supposed to be on top of those easements with anything, but most places are.
Well, how does that affect property value then? Or does it affect property value?
I don't think it really does affect the values. You know, you have title opinions done when you buy a property and, you know, they just say that, you know, it will reflect easements and things like that. But of course, the lawyer can't guarantee where they're at, but he certainly makes reference to them, and that, you know, you as a homeowner should know where they're at, kind of.
So how does that relate to specials? And like I say, we've talked about specials before. Is there any correlation there?
No, not really, not with easements. The city might possibly have an easement someplace along the streets, you know, your boulevards, for instance.
Right.
You know, they're not, I don't know if you want to call them, they're road right-of-ways rather than an easement, like some of the other things are called, where they can probably tear up the street right up to the sidewalk because that's technically the city's property yet. But most people have to take care of it, mow it, and everything else just like it's your own. But a lot of times from the sidewalk to the street is probably not the homeowner's property.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, that was going to be my next question, because it's like, you know, technically who owns a boulevard? But
right.
Normally that's city property, right?
Correct. And, okay. You know, after time when they've had, you know, an easement for maybe a street, and let's talk about the old Milwaukee Railroad. I don't know if a lot of people don't remember where it is, but, you know, that was a railroad easement. And over time when they just figured out that the railroad was never coming through there again, you know, that went back to the city. Then the city gave it back to the homeowners. So they all gained a bunch of extra property, really, at no cost.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's history on how they work and what they do and whatever, but, you know, a person should have some idea if they have easements, at least where they're at.
Right. And is it kind of a property line kind of thing, too? I mean, is that related to it?
Well, it is. You know, typically, well, sometimes a property line only goes up to the easement, but sometimes property lines go through the easement, you know, to the center of the easement, but you just can't go on that 10 feet. But You got to check it out, you know, or have some idea what's possibly happening there.
Any kind of kickbacks for property owners on that? Say you've got easements on your property, Anything that you can see financially coming back from that?
Nope. I would say not, okay. Really. And like I say, some of the road right-of-ways, you may gain some extra property, and that's maybe a good thing. And then in the end, when they do special assessments like we were talking about, it's based on the size of your lot. So it could come back and bite you later, but, you know, because you'll pick up extra specials possibly if they ever redo your street.
Time to ease up on the easements here.
Well, yeah, so it is an interesting area, and even though they're out there and someday they might be a hassle for somebody, they just haven't been up to now because everybody's stuff's been working really good.
When you look at properties as a realtor, especially with your experience as many years as you've been in it, do you see this stuff and you go, okay, there's specials, there's easements, there's this, there's that? Do you see that when you look at a new property or when somebody is wanting to buy or sell? You go over and you take one look at it. Does all that just compute in your head? I'm sure it does.
Well, you kind of look for certain things that might tell you where they're at. It's interesting when you get a brand new development like out there behind the Baymont Inn. You know, we've got all those new lots for sale. And to just watch that start from scratch and go in, that was interesting.
I bet.
You know, to see how it gets put in and where it goes and then creating the easements for everything. And it was very interesting, but there's definitely a process to it.
Great segment, great information, Steve. Thanks so much. Always love our chats each and every Tuesday. Look forward to next week. Have a good week.
I hope to do that.
All right, 914 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.